What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Sixth Sense Video Game Podcast. I am Maverick, and we got the Sixth Sense crew here. We got Smoof. Smoof, how you doing?
All right. Hello. This is Smoof, and I like to play with aluminium.
We got Deadweight. What's going on, Deadweight?
How do I follow that?
Man, that was awesome. Should do that accent more often.
But I'm Asian. I shouldn't be doing that.
You are tuning in on episode number 10. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have made 10 episodes, and I think that's a pretty good achievement right there. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, that's great. 10 episodes. Can you believe that?
Should be on, like, 20 by now, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's all right. We're still chugging along here. Still putting up posts pretty much every day to keep you guys entertained. And I hope you guys are enjoying so far. If you're new to Sixth Sense, welcome, and we hope that you stay for a very long time. And please rate us up on iTunes. Just FYI.
Yeah. FYI, when I said aluminium, that's British for aluminum.
Thank you. Thank you, Smoof.
You think I should talk in a Asian accent, then?
I would like to see that. Go ahead. For your story, you do an Asian accent.
I'll pass.
What's everyone playing? Smoof, you want to take this off?
Pretty much Resident Evil 5, actually.
I heard that you beat that already.
Yes, I beat it, and I am replaying it again and buying, like, the unlockable weapons, like the chain gun. I feel like a Terminator with Chris Redfield just running through plowing zombies with that. It's great.
That's awesome. Anything else?
I tried to go through my backlog and been playing some Eternal Sonata. The gameplay is cool, but the story, it's retarded. It's terrible. I hate it.
Nice. What about you, Deadweight? What have you been playing?
Still playing a lot of Hawks. I really like that game. I just like flying around. It's fun. And then there's a shitload of stuff to unlock. I guess I'm still... yesterday I unlocked another plane, and I've beat the game, and I've, you know, played quite a bit. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, here's another plane for you. I'm like, shit, how many planes do they have? But, getting on RE5 every once in a while. And then a little bit of Killzone 2 still. Still like that game. And then I had to go back to Rainbow Six Vegas 2, thanks to Smoof. Because my son didn't have anything to play, so he begged me to get a copy of it again so we could play something two-player.
Yeah, I seen you on earlier playing that.
Yeah. He really digs that game, man. It's anything that we can play together, you know. I would play RE5 with him, but I don't think he'd get the controls, and it'd be tough, you know. Yeah. Maybe in a couple more years he'll be able to beat me, but... right now, we still got to stick to the easier things.
Sweet. As far as what I'm playing, a lot of Street Fighter, and there's a reason for that. I'm holding a Street Fighter tournament at my job on Tuesday, and so I've been practicing so I don't get embarrassed in front of all my coworkers.
I'm going to get ass beat.
Hell no, come on. Other than that, I just got back into World at War. I just finished I haven't finished the Russian campaign. I'm at the part where, I know I just passed all the sniper missions, and that was pretty epic.
Well, you pretty much finished the game with the Russians, so.
Oh, okay. But, I got to there, and I got to the part where you had to snipe the general, or whatever the guy's name is, and, I couldn't find him, and then I see the little icon starting to move away on my map, and I realize that he's in the car.
Yeah.
And, and I turn over, and he's almost gone, and I just hit L3 to steady, and then just out of the luck of wherever it came from, I was able to tag him, and he like fell out of the car. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
That was pretty awesome. So I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm dying a lot because I'm on the hardest level right now, and it is kind of frustrating, but I enjoy it. And I know Deadweight, he was talking about the storyline. It's pretty cool. It's not Modern Warfare like you were saying, but it's up there.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't think 1, 2, and 3, the storylines were that fantastic, but 4 and World at War, I was really impressed.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And that's about it for the games I've been playing. I'm trying to get on that Pain stuff. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But hopefully next week we'll be able to give you guys a report on how Pain is online. So that's that. Let's go ahead and get into the stories. My story is about the Wii, surprisingly enough. I was just reading a story on 1UP.com. The Wii Fit is beating out Halo 3. Believe that, Xbox people. The report is saying that Wii Fit has already surpassed the MPD sales of Halo 3. Halo 3 has been selling at about 5.9 million copies, and the Wii Fit actually beat it at 6 million. And the impressive thing about it is not only is it beating Halo 3, but it's been out 8 months later than Halo 3, and it's $30 more. And I just thought that was pretty interesting that a exercising game is beating out a well-known FPS. I don't know, you guys shocked about that, or?
It's the death of hardcore players.
You know, a little bit. Yeah, I was kind of surprised, but shocked, no. I don't think so, because there's one thing about Wii, and when they do something correctly, when they put out a game that actually is cool, or, you know, in this case, a game and a add-on, when they do it right, it's the most fun thing out there. You know, it beats PlayStation and Xbox. I always said that playing Wii is the most fun I've had playing video games ever, because it's just everything Nintendo does with the Wii and the DS, they make it really fun. You know, it might be simple and cheesy and kind of goofy, but you can't put it down because it's really entertaining. So, you know, I'm not really shocked. You know, I'm surprised, but not shocked.
They're finally back on track after a couple, I wouldn't say failures, maybe a little disappointing, you know, past systems.
Yeah. I mean, the GameCube didn't do so well.
Nah.
But, going along with that, I wanted to talk to you guys about Wii oversaturation. I know me and Smoof were talking about it. You know, I go into a Best Buy now, and there's Wiis upon Wiis just sitting there collecting dust, because apparently everyone and their grandma has a Wii now. So, do you think Nintendo shot themselves in the foot, you know, knowing that practically everyone has a Wii? So no one is going to be buying the console anymore. I mean, that shows that Best Buy, there's like 6-7 consoles that have been sitting there for months. What do you think they go from here? Do they focus more on peripherals, or do they focus on taking their buku money and start developing into a new console?
I don't think they ain't got shit to worry about. Everyone, they've won this gen. No one's going to be able to catch up, at least I think so. And I think they probably should start banking on try to hopefully work for the hardcore gamers out there, develop something, you know, next gen by now, but they'll be towards the hardcore. And the only thing I could probably see is they're probably going to do just like a shitload of remakes, a lot of Wii Play stuff or Wii remakes. Like, you know, they're coming out Pikmin from the GameCube. Who knows what else they're going to come out with.
Yeah, speaking about the hardcore, I know that they just released Mad World, and they already released House of the Dead Overkill, and those have been doing pretty well. So the way I see it now is that the Wii is not mainly family-based, because lately they've just released those two games, and everyone's been waiting for, you know, where's the games for the hardcore? And I think they're starting to come out now, knowing that they've gotten their main fan base, which is family or family-oriented stuff. Now they can start developing on the other side and vice versa and all that other stuff.
In the terms of sales with their system, I think it's going to start flatlining, whatever you want to call it. Well, not dying, but like...
Leveling off.
Leveling off, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to level off here, and what they should be doing with this console is focusing on some more hardcore games. They got enough out there for the casual gamer that everybody has bought a system. So, I mean, they got them hooked. They've got their money for the system. What they need now is to rake in some dough for the games, the hardcore games, and then at the same time be looking for the next gen, you know, what they're going to do and try to find a more balanced approach compared to what they did this time.
You know, I think obviously the casual is outnumbering the hardcore. They should help try to convert some of the casual into hardcore. I'd like to see that happen.
How do you think they could even do that, though?
I have no clue. That's just way too hard.
They should...
Gears of Bejeweled?
Yeah, and bundle it with Mountain Dew and Red Bull.
Yeah.
Huh, we might have something on there. But yeah, good job, Nintendo. You really know your stuff.
Yeah, but I still hate you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone hates them. But this is not me, Xbox fanboys. It's not me knocking on, you know, Xbox, Halo 3, blah, blah, blah. It's just showing
the
numbers.
I'll knock on it. I hate Halo. Fuck Halo. I can't stand that game. But if they made a movie, I'd watch it. It is pretty cool. But
as long as Samuel L. Jackson's in it as Sarge.
Yeah. And then he makes everything better.
Yeah. Sorry, Gordon Freeman's better than Master Chief.
So, yeah, let's go on to our next story. Smoof, what do you got?
I'm just wondering how long you think a game should be. I've been trying to figure out, and I can't really decide anymore now, because it all really depends on what kind of game and if it has any kind of replayability to it. And like RPGs, I think there probably should be like a minimum of 10 hours, even though that might be kind of short for an RPG. As long as, but like Mass Effect, you could run through that game in under 10 hours if you just stick to the main quest. But I had lots of fun with it. I wound up playing it like 5 times because of the replayability on that. And like with Metal Gear Solid 4, that game, I think the first time I ran through it with the cutscenes, it was probably like 30 hours or something ridiculous.
Those cutscenes were quite retarded. Long.
But, and then I skipped all the cutscenes. I knew where everything was. I wound up replaying through that a couple of times, and that game was like, it was just under 5 hours. And
really?
With Resident, yeah. And then with Resident Evil 5, my total time was like almost, it was just under 9 hours. And there's, I think, achievement on it that you could beat it in under 5 hours. Now, that might be kind of short, but then like I'm replaying it through it again. As long as there's some kind of replay value on it, I guess it really doesn't really matter too much the time for it for me. But I just hate seeing games that are just like an hour long. Like I remember the PS2, when that came out, all the launch games were about an hour long, and it's like, ugh, I don't want to spend $50 on this shit.
Yeah, no kidding. I think price should definitely be a factor when it comes to... length, you know, if they're going to put out a game that's an hour long, it should be $20, you know?
Yeah.
I think the perfect example of that is on the PSN, they have, I think it's Ratchet & Clank. It's one of their episodes that they have. Game is only about an hour, 2 hours long, and I think it's about $15. But it has the same quality of a $60 game. Like, it's not half-assed or anything. So, I do agree with you on that. Whereas the value needs to match the playability of the game. But as far as how long a game should be, I'm on on the fence. I guess it just depends on the game. I know Fallout 3, I was on that for, as soon as I finished it, I think I clocked in like 40 to 60 hours on that game. And I guess it's just based on the genre, because on Fallout, you can go throughout the whole Washington, D.C., and you can see new things, get new weapons, get new gear, and go into a different game like Mirror's Edge, which was only about 4 or 5 hours long. Both of the games were the same price, but both of them bring totally different things to the table. So I don't know. I just For an average game, I would like it to be at least 7 to 10 hours long. But like I said, do I really want to play Mirror's Edge for 7 to 10 hours long? For the way the game was developed and the way the game came out, probably not. I think the 5 to 6 hours was maybe. It was short, but it made sense to make it that short.
I think that it depends on the genre, like you're saying. RPGs, oh man, back in the day, Final Fantasy, I spent like 75 to 100 hours on some of those Final Fantasies. That's just the way they are, you know? I like a good long RPG. That's the way I like my RPGs, because they really, I don't know, they really suck you in. First person shooter, yeah, 10 hours probably good. Maybe even 15 if it's got a really in-depth story. But if the story's lame and it just has good gameplay, then shit, 7 hours, plenty. But you gotta think, you can't be charging $60 for a 7 hour game. That's why nobody buys your crappy games, and you end up having to sell them for $20 used, or not used, but like on sale anyway.
The way I think it is that developers should start thinking about doing DLC style games. Age of Booty or Ratchet and Clank or even like Castle Crashers or any of those other games. Those to me feel like $50, $60 games, but the way that they are made makes sense for it to be how short it is, 3, 4 hours long for only about 15, $20. Same thing with Braid. Braid, same thing, is like six, I think 6, 7, 8 hours long, but that's only like $15, I think. $15. So I think developers should start moving in that direction. Not only do they save money on, packaging and try to do well, they still have to do advertisement, but they're not having to sell it in a store. They don't have to be, burdened with, it becoming a used copy and never getting any profit from it from the used cycle. That's what they should start doing. I mean, if they are going to push out games that are only going to be 6 or less hours, that's the way they should go. But that's just my 2 cents.
Yeah, don't be charging $60 for a 2 hour game.
Yeah,
Yeah,
bastards.
eat some aluminium.
The hell made you think of that?
Arise!
What made you think of aluminium anyway?
Just because the way British people talk and say things or pronounce things differently.
That's racist.
Yes, it is.
We have British people that listen to this podcast.
Oh, if you are British, please email me. That way I know that we got
Yeah,
some overseas people.
please tell me you brush your teeth so
Dude,
I'm not getting, this typical, stereotypical idea of you people.
a British guy won our contest for that thing, and you ended up having to send him.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
That didn't happen as planned. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah.
But no,
Sorry.
yeah. He disappeared on you. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, I really wanted to do something for that guy, but then he just said, "Oh, don't worry about it," and then I felt like a douchebag.
Well,
Well, at least we know they're nice people.
yeah. Oh well. I should be more structured next time I do a contest.
Well, I told you I would send the 8x10 glossy, but you know.
All right, so is that it?
Smooth. That's it. That's all I got
to
say
for
about
me, for
that.
My segment. Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to Dead Weight. What up, dude?
Yeah, I got a beef, and this ugly head of violence in video games is rising again. Again, I can't even believe this crap. I mean, you know, a week or so ago, there was a another school shooting in Germany. This kid, I guess he's 17.
Playing Counter-Strike or something?
Yeah, he's 17. He had a beef with somebody. So he goes to his school and he, you know, shoots, I don't know, like 15 or 16 people, including teachers. And then he takes off and he just goes on this terrible rampage. And the police Shit. Finally catch up to him. And he shoots himself. So, of course, the German government overreacts. All the newspapers in Germany flip out, and they're like, the video game leads to violence and all these other headlines. And even major German department stores are dropping, you know, 18-plus mature-rated games and even videos from their store because of this. Jesus, that is a little overreacting, but...
Yeah, how dare they pull Rambo 3 off the shelves?
But, again, they blame it on another video game. Counter-Strike happens to be the fall guy, if you will, for this one.
That's just like the national pastime in Germany.
Yeah, and... You know, if we took all the people that were playing Counter-Strike or had played Counter-Strike and checked in on them and see if they're randomly killing people in real life, I bet the numbers would be overwhelmingly normal for normal against a few that actually make the news, you know, going on these shooting sprees. I mean, haven't we learned our lesson on blaming this on video games? Everybody knows that it's not the video games. Everybody. If you don't know that, you're stupid. And if you blame it on the video games, then you should be slapped.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because this seems to be... It seems like video games is the scapegoat all the time. Virginia Tech... had the guy, the Asian guy. Supposedly he was playing Counter-Strike in his downtime, and then he just went on a rampage and killed students and teachers. Same thing with the Columbine shooting. They blamed Doom.
Yep, Doom.
And I think this just the media's way of, you know, pinning something that is totally, you know, out of control. I don't see them blaming, you know, the movie industry, the music industry, and persuading or affecting kids or, you know, teenagers or adults into doing something like that. When someone kills people out of, you know, spur of the moment, that's something that is messed up in their head. That's something outside did not influence them to do what they did. So for them to blame video games is idiotic, and it shouldn't have to be that way. But unfortunately, as easy as it is, it's just how it is.
I'm sure there's many other factors involved, but they just do that. It's kind of crazy how they would blame something like that, and then Rambo 4 gets released in theaters, and I thought that was the most violent move I've ever seen in the past, like, I don't know how many years.
Yeah, you don't see me, because it's like saying that I play Street Fighter like 5-6 hours a day. You don't see me going to work trying to flash kick someone in the face.
That would be so cool.
Oh, but if I could do it, I would Sonic Boom someone. I'm like, my keyboard isn't working. Sonic Boom!
You know, the good news is, though, speaking of Brits, we got much love from journalists at the Telegraph over in UK. He says, "Don't blame Germany school shooting on a video game." And he writes an article about it. It was posted on the 14th. So if you want to check out some common sense and some good journalism, head over to the Telegraph and read his article. His name's Michael Deacon, and he pretty much tells it like it is, in the way most of us, probably 99.999% of the rational, normal people feel about these things. So much love to the UK today.
Yeah, UK. Cheerio.
It's all about them this time. On a
That's all I
side
got.
note,
Go ahead.
Street Fighter is racist.
Okay,
How
here
come
we
nobody
go.
ever blamed them?
Here we
Just
go.
look at all the characters. They're racist. You got Chun-Li, some Chinese girl. You got Dalsim, who's some Indian guy.
Yoga Flame makes no sense.
And Sagat, he's a kickboxer from
He's
Thailand.
Thai.
Exactly.
Street Fighter is just
It's
one
racist.
big race war.
Trying to start race wars.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a race war. This should have been called
Race
Race
Wars.
Fighter.
Race Fighter.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Americans in there. You notice that?
Yeah, and one of them's a fat guy. They're trying to say something about us.
Yeah, there's a white guy who speaks fluent Japanese. There is a black guy who's the only black guy because they couldn't put DJ in there because it'd be black on black crime. And you had T-Hawk, who was a Native American slash Mexican dude. And you got a whole bunch of Chinese and Japanese people fighting against each other. So it's one big clusterfuck.
Yeah. Oh, and Balrog was originally named M. Bison, as in Mike Tyson, almost.
I thought
Racist.
Balrog was Vega in the Japanese version of Street Fighter 2, the original.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know who's who.
I think M. Bison is Vega. Vega is Balrog, and Balrog is M. Bison in the
Yeah.
Japanese version. Little, did you know?
Yep.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
Sorry.
But that was it.
All right. Wow, that was fast.
Well, half hours are fast.
Quite fast. So that's good because I need a poop. So
Really?
yeah, I had Chinese food earlier.
Oh,
And
great. You're
don't
not.
learn Chinese.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, if I edit this, I'm not editing it out.
It's okay. You can leave it in. Maverick needs a poop. And that's fine, you know, because I feel that me and my viewers can be open with each other.
Oh, another
Everybody
racist
poops.
thing. Whenever I play Call of Duty World at War and I'm playing as Japanese and I get the dogs, when I send them out, I scream out, "I'm sending my Chinese food after you guys."
That is pretty
That's horrible.
racist.
Wow. Well, on that note, that has been episode 10, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in, listening to us talk and rant about different stuff that we ranted about, talked about. That made no sense. So, if you can, go to our website, 6svgp.blogspot.com. Check out our posts. We do it every day, so if you can leave comments, that'd be great. Send us an email. Our emails are on there. And Smoof, you can do your bit.
Yeah, rate us up on iTunes.
Yeah, baby.
Please. Help us get up on the page so everyone else can see us.
Yeah, we only have two people who actually rated us, and that's not very good, you know, statistics. You know, two people, 5 stars, 100% so far.
Yes. And if you take a look in the games and hobbies section, there's some podcasts that don't belong there, like crocheting and knitting. There's about two or three of them.
Oh my god, here we go.
Sorry, it just...
Smoof was on this last night talking about a knitting podcast.
Yeah, I found a knitting podcast and a crocheting podcast.
I thought this was a half-hour show.
Oh, yes. Trust me. When I get done editing it, it'll be a half an hour.
I'm just saying. Help us out. Rate us up on iTunes.
Yep. And
here we go. Rate those podcasts down on iTunes.
There we go.
If you come across a knitting podcast, rate it down.
Do you think we can actually get a lot of people to rate them down?
It works for Colbert.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on those knitting podcasts and see where it goes. You can also follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/sixcentsvgp. That's it. So until next time, we will see you later. Peace.
Good night.
Arrays!